Yesterday, we didn't have too much time, so I started saying over some debate Torah from Rav Soloveitchik regarding Inyanei Pesach. How far did we get? Let's see. What's the last thing that we discussed? I forgot already.
The Ravid?
Yeah. Bechkia, what else? How far did we go? Matzah mitzvah we spoke about.
Yeah.
Baking matzah after chatzos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What else did we talk about? About lich benching half an hour before shkia. Bayom balaylo. Okay, so what are we up to? On Leil Yontif, this year Yontif falls out on Shabbos. On Leil Yontif, there is a machlokes b'shama b'shilel in the second perek in Beitza. How do you say the Shemona Esrei? B'shama Rabbi opinion. You covered that? You didn't cover? B'shama Rabbi opinion say the Gimel Rishonis Gimel Achrayinis, and then in the middle you say two brachas, one bracha for Shabbos and one bracha for Yontif. The bracha for Shabbos ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, and the bracha for Yontif ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael HaZmanim. We don't paskan like Beishama, we paskan like Beisil, that you combine the two together. And the Gemara says in Maseches Brachas, later on in Brachas, Mantes, I think it is, the Gemara has a rule, Einos mitzvus chavilos chavilos. So based on that klal, you're not allowed to do mitzvus chavilos chavilos, it applies in different cases in Shas. So one of the nafkeminis is, Ein chosmin bishnayim. Let's say a person is running late. He comes to shul late in the morning for shacharis. He wants to abridge all the 15 birchas al shachar. Instead of saying 15 times, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, each bracha he says once, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Anos and the Sechmin Ha'avchem Yehem, my Goy v'shlos, Ani Goy v'shlos, Ani Yodah v'shlos, Ani Isha, Mal b'sharumim, and Pekeh Ivrim. He says all the brachas with one, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. That's a violation of Ein Chosmin Bishnayim, which is an application of the rule of Ein Osem Mitzvus Chavilas Chavilas. And the Magen Avraham says that not only you're not allowed to do it L'chatchila, in B'dieved, you're not yotze all the 15 brachas. The first bracha that you said, Osem Sechmin Havchim Ein Laila, that one you're yotze. And all the 14 that you said afterwards, Vishalol Asani Goy, Vishalol Asani Yavi, Vishalol Asani Isha, you're not yotze the others. So the Gemara says, Ein Chosmin Bishnayim, Chutz Mizu, this is the one and only exception to the rule that we say when we follow Beis Hillel's opinion. It's on Mem Tes Amanal. When we follow Beis Hillel's opinion, we combine together the Kaddish HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So the Gemara says, that's the one exception to the rule. Chutz Mizu, we allow Chosmin Bishnayim. Question is, why should it be an exception to the rule? So if you look on the side of the Rif, in the back of the Gemara, there are two different biurim from the Rishonim. Some Rishonim presented that it's really one and the same, that the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Tov blend in to be a new Kedusha Sayyim. It's not that you have Shabbos, not that you have Yom Tov superimposed upon Shabbos, it's a new Kedusha. There's a Kedusha Shabbos, there's a Kedusha Svash Chodesh, there's a Kedusha Yom Tov, and there's a Shabbos, there's a Yom Tov Shechodesh B'Shabbos, there's a new hyphenated Kedusha. So that Beis Hillel disagree fundamentally with Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds the two separate Kedusha Sayyim. You got to say two different brachas, Mekadosh HaShabbos, Mekadosh Yisrael HaZmanim. And Beis Hillel disagree, they say, no, it's one Kedusha Sayyim. And other Rishonim seem to learn not so. Then in principle, Beis Hillel really agree with Beis Shammai, that you really ought to have said seven, you really should have said eight brachas in the Shemona Esrei. The first three and the last three always stay the same. And in the middle, you really should have had two. But we had the Gemara brachas earlier, where the Gemara says, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was a body that consisted of 120 Rabbanim, Bohem Kama Nevi'im, and amongst them were several Nevi'im, and Haim, those were the Rabbanim with the Nevi'im who composed all the Nusach HaTfilah, Nusach HaBrachas in Kiddush and Avdolah, and they had to have a source in Tanakh that you have the right to make a Tfilah with 18 units, or with 7 units, or with 9 units on Rosh Hashanah. You say, Malchus HaKohanim Shofars. So Rav Soloveitchik used to be fond of pointing out, he used to say this over often, that on Rosh Hashanah really you should have had, the Musab should really had 10 brachas. Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achrayinis, in the middle bracha about the Kedushas HaYom, Kaddish Yisrael v'yam hazikar. And then there should be another bracha malchias, another bracha zechranis, another bracha shayfris. But the Gemara couldn't find a mocker, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah couldn't find a mocker in Tanakh that you have a right to make a tefillah with 10 units. They found a mocker, tefillah schana. They found a mocker that you can have a tefillah with 9 units. So they decided we're going to combine together two themes and make them into one bracha. So there was a whole machlokes hatanaim, which two brachas on Rosh Hashanah do you combine together? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was of the opinion you combine together Malchias with Kedushas Hashem. Before you say HaMelech HaKadosh, in the third bracha HaMelech HaKadosh with Kedushas Hashem, you combine together Malchias. We don't follow that. We follow Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says you combine together Malchias with Kedushas Hayayim. Melech HaKol Ha'aris Mekadosh Nisrael V'Yamazikor. You blend in the two themes together, and the Chasimus HaBrocha, you mentioned Malchias with the Kedusha Sayyim. And then there's a third Tana who says, no, you combine Kedusha Sayyim with the Zichrinus, with the middle bracha. Kedusha Sayyim is always in the middle, in the center, when you have 7 brachas on Shabbos and Yontifs. So Kedusha Sayyim in the middle, here you have Malchus Zichrinus Shayfis, so Kedusha Sayyim should be in the middle. So the same over here, Beis Hillel really in principle agree with Beis Shammai, that Kedusha Shabbos Luchud and Kedusha Yontif Luchud. They really should have had 8 different brachas, 2 brachas in the middle. But there's no mocker to make a tefillah with 8 units, so they had to combine 2 together, b'leis b'reiv. And really it is a violation of Ein Chayis Min Mishnayim. But you have no choice. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there are different minhagim. Professor Birnbaum, I think, who put out the Birnbaum Machzer, used to teach, I think, Jewish Theological Seminary. So he writes an introduction to his Machzer. He decided that Rav Yankel Femden, who lived in Hamburg, that the Hamburg Nusach is more correct. So he changed the text of the Tefillah based on Rav Yankel Femden. Rav Soloveitchik was very upset. Who did this professor think that he was? He had the right to change, especially the change that he made is against what Rav Soloveitchik's Nusach is. That's why he was very upset. So the common minig is that you say, for Yontif, you say the Yontif Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, you say this coming Pesach, the first night of Pesach, you say Atav Chatanim Kol Ha'am, and then you say Yalav B'Yov, and then you say V'Hasienu, and then in the middle of Hasienu, then you say Alekenu Kevaseinu, it's say B'Mnuchasenu, Kadoshenu B'Mitzvah Sech, B'Sein Chalkenu B'Sarah Sech. So that's in parentheses, that whole line, Alekenu Kevaseinu, it's say B'Mnuchasenu. You only add that on when it's Shabbos, when it's Chol Yis B'Chol, you don't say that. What is that based on, that you add on that line? Sarah Soloveitchik explained that that's on the assumption that really Beis Shammai is right. You really should have said 2 separate brachas in the middle, but there's no mocker for it, Amidah, with 8 brachas. So you combine the two themes together. So you start by Hasienu, is always the beginning of the concluding paragraph on Yontif. And Al-Kaynu is always the beginning of the concluding paragraph on Shabbos. So we start both paragraphs, you start Vahasienu, you start Al-Kaynu Kaveseinu, Tzeimu Nuchaseinu, and then you combine them together. But you want to demonstrate that you really would have liked to do like Beis Shammai, but our hands are tied, we can't do that, so we combine them together. So Rabbi Soloveitchik's tradition was, he said the Nusach Hagro, that you don't say Al-Kaynu Kaveseinu, just add, you don't say that on Yom Tov Chol Yisrael, just add Tzeimu Nuchaseinu. That applies to Shabbos. That doesn't apply to Yontif. Alakeinu implies that you really wanted to start the both brachas. You wanted to start the both brachas that in the concluding paragraph of the Shemana Esrei. Rabbi Yankel Femden's nusach, that was the nusach in Hamburg. Rabbi Yankel Femden didn't invent his own nusach. He lived in Hamburg. That's the city that he printed. He was a printer. So the city that he printed had the nusach Hamburg. So the Hamburg Nusach is that Alakeinu, you always say Alakeinu, Alakeinu, even Yantav Shechol Yis B'chol. The only thing that's put in parentheses is Ritzebim Ruchaseinu, that's added on when it's Yantav Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik was very upset. He thought it was a big chutzpah on the part of Professor Birnbaum to change the Nusach of the Tefillah for everybody, for all of Klal Yisrael. We usually say why do you say biyava a second time? When it's Yantav Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, you say twice B'Ahava. When it's Yantav Shecholiyas B'Chol, you don't say the second B'Ahava. What is that all about, the second B'Ahava? So the official explanation that they quote from the Abu Dram explains every word in the Siddur, what it's based on. So he says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people and he gave us all the mitzvahs. Everything was given B'Ahava. But as much as Ahava as it was, but it was still Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. It wasn't B'Ahava square. But Shabbos was given before Maimon HaSina. That was before Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. So when it's Yantav Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, we say the word B'Ahava twice, because on Shabbos there was more Ahava than on Yantav. On Yantav it was B'Ahava, but it was also an element of Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. Rav Soloveitchik, I don't know where he got it from, Rav Soloveitchik had a different suggestion. Why you say B'Ahava twice when it's Yantav Shecholiyas B'Shabbos? He said that on a regular Yantav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and he tells us to bring Busafim, but he waves his finger at us and he tells, look here, you people sinned and you need a kapara. So part of the Musafim is you have to bring achatas, soy lachatas on every Yantav. On Shabbos there is no soy lachatas. Rabban Shalom doesn't even wave a finger. It's just B'Ahava, just B'Ahava square. He doesn't even remind us that we did Averis and we need a kapara. So he thought that that was the reason why you add on B'Ahava a second time. The meaning of the Bali HaTosfos, but this is mentioned in the Ramban Shulchan Aruch, that when you say in the Shemoneh Esrei, when you say Yalav Yavai, why do you only say Yalav Yavai and Yontif? Why don't you say it on Shabbos? Every Shabbos. Why do you only say Yalav Yavai and Yontif? So the Mefarshim and the Siddur explain, because it says in Bahal Oischa, we have some Chas Ma'adech Moshech HaSheichem, V'skaitem HaTzotzes, V'skaitem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. The purpose of Tkiyas Chatzaitzus is V'nizkartem. So that's on Yom Simchas Madech, Rosh Chachechem, on Rosh Chadoshim, and on Yom Yitayvim, there's an Indian of V'nizkartem. So we say, Yalav V'yav V'zechonein, V'zechonein, V'zechon Klam Chabez Yisrael. The Baruch Shalom should remember, we don't have the Chatzaitzus in the Beis HaMikdash, the blow Chatzaitzus, but he should remember us. He should be L'zikar L'fnei Hashem Elokechem. On Shabbos, there is no Indian of Tkiyas Chatzaitzus, Alpi Pashtus. The Sifrei says on the Pasuk, Yom Simchas Ma'adechem, Yom Simchas Chamzu Shabbosis. The Sifrei is written by Tanoim. So the Sifrei, Reb Shimon, Sam Sifrei, Reb Shimon. So it's of the Sifrei is of the opinion that Yivlu Chatzaitzis in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. In the Mishnah Ne'erchen, it doesn't say like that. Seems like it's a machlekes between the Tanoim and the Sifrei, and the Tanoim and the Gemara. The Gemara never says like that. What does it mean, Yom Simchas Chamzu? That's a discussion. So the Netziv talks about it. What is it referring to? So the Pashtus is that on Shabbos there's no Tkiyas Chatzaitzis, and the Beis HaMikdash there's no Inyan of Nizkartem. So that's why you don't say Yalav Yavai on Shabbos. When it's Yontav Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, so the Maharil quotes, the Minig of the Maharil quotes, and the Rishonim quote before the Maharil already, that the Minig of the Bali HaTosfos was that they mentioned Shabbos in the middle of Yalav Yavai also. Zichner Fikdenu Zichron Avse. B'yom HaShabbos HaMarach HaZeh, B'yom Chag HaMatzitz HaZeh. Even though on a normal Shabbos you don't say Yalav Yavai, because it's not Tkiyas Chatzaitzis, and there's no Inyan Rabbi Nizkartem, but of Yontav Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, the two Kedushas blend in together to be one. So since on Yontav there's an Inyan Rabbi Nizkartem, there's an Inyan of Tkiyas Chatzaitzis, so you mention Shabbos also, because it's not Shabbos L'chud, Yontav L'chud, it's not two separate Kedushas Hayoyims, one superimposed upon the other. The two blend in to be a new Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos and Yontav hyphenated. So that's why the meaning of the Bali HaTosfos was in the davening that they would mention Shabbos in the middle of Yalav Yav. In the benching, they wouldn't say. In the benching, they wouldn't say in the middle of Yalav Yav, B'yom HaShabbos HaMarech HaZeh, B'yom Chag HaMatzis, because in benching, he said it already would say. And then after you're going to say Yalav Yav, you're not going to go back to mention Shabbos again. There is no chasim in Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazman. In the Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to go back to the theme of Shabbos. In the Hasiyenu, you're going to mention Shabbos again. And the chasim of Hasiyenu, you're going to say Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazman. So since you're not finished with Shabbos yet, so we say, L'kein, we're going to say, Yalav Yav V'Yagiv. Yeah, so he said, B'yom HaShabbos HaMarech HaZeh, B'yom Chag HaMatzitz HaZeh, you should mention it. So the Ramah writes like that, that in the davening, you do say in the middle of Yalav Yav, you say, Yom HaShabbos HaMarech HaZeh, and the benching, you don't say. Mishnah Berurah says that the minig today is that we don't say. But this was an old minig from the days of the Bali HaTosfos, that they would say, and Yalav Yavai. they would mention when Yom Tov Shchadi is B'Shabbos. It's really this issue. It's really this issue whether the two kedushas blend in to be one, or there's one superimposed upon the other. It used to be. There was a big Talmud Chacham in Baltimore, Rabbi Yechiel Forshlager. He learned in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He used to learn Mechavusa with the Avnei Nezer, I think, when he was a teenager. He used to learn Mechavusa with the Avnei Nezer. Then later on he learned in Chachmei Lublin. So he wrote a Dvar Torah many years ago, a Dvar Torah that he heard from the Avnei Nezer, from the Sochet Shavu Rebbe, Shalashudas Torah. He once gave Shalashudas Torah on Yom Tov Shecholias B'Shabbos, so he spoke about how come we don't say Halal Shalom on Yom Tov Shecholias B'Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh Shecholias B'Shabbos. The Gemara says the reason why we don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh because it's not Igdish Basias Malacha. And the reason why we don't say Halal on Shabbos is because it's Lo Ikri Moed. Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed, but it's Muta Basias Malacha. But if you have Rosh Chodesh Shecholias B'Shabbos, it's both Moed because of Rosh Chodesh, and it's also Igdish Basias Malacha because of Shabbos. So why don't we say Halal Shalom? There should be a Chiyuv Medina to say Halal Shalom. So he printed in the name of David and Ezer that the two Kedushas don't blend in together. The Kedusha Shabbos L'chud and Kedusha Rosh Chodesh L'chud, they don't blend in together. So that's the question, is that really so? Maybe they do blend in together. Maybe there's room to distinguish between Rosh Chodesh L'chadiyas B'Shabbos and Yom Tov L'chadiyas B'Shabbos. Maybe, but that's the issue that he raised. That's the issue that Avdei Nezer raised. Why shouldn't one say Halal Shalom when it's Rosh Chodesh L'chadiyas B'Shabbos? We were learning the Gemara about Pasal Babi Kisnin. So the Rambam's opinion is that Matzah Shira may not be used Leil HaSeder, only applies if it's for the Isa with Nilosha with one of the Dalet Mashkim, Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov. Nilosha and anything else, that is not called Matzah Shira. So according to the Rambam, you can use Egg Matzah for the Leil HaSeder. It's kosher l'mahadrin for the Shmura Matzah for the Leil HaSeder, because it doesn't have one of the Dalet Mashkim. Only Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov are considered Matzah Shira. What's the beer in the Shita Zarambam? Rav Soloveitchik didn't talk about that we usually say over in Avodei Nezer. Now I'm saying over things from Rav Soloveitchik about Pesach. So that is a very good beer for the Avodei Nezer, but not for now. So the question is, the Rambam writes, Zeh HaKlal, you can only use for Matzah, B'Leil HaSeder, Lechem Shemavochem Olav HaMoitzi. So the Menchas Chinuch is bothered with the kasha, but Egg Matzah is bar minim zaydus. It's not lechem shemavochem olav hamoitzi. So how can the Rambam hold that Isur Shnei Losha, but with other made paris other than the Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov, is good for Leil HaSeder? How can it be good? But it's not lechem shemavochem olav hamoitzi. So Rav Soloveitchik explained it's not true. It is lechem shemavochem olav hamoitzi. We explained the two dinim. It's a subcategory of pas. It is pas. It's pas habo bekisnin. If you kaveh sud on it, you will say hamoitzi. So the Menachas Chinuch answers that on Pesach night, you are kaveh sud. So they say, you don't even have to say you are kaveh sud. Even if you're not kaveh sud, since theoretically, if you would be kaveh sud, it would become hamoitzi. That shows that even if you're not kaveh sud, it's considered pas. So it is, it's considered lechem, shem baruchem olav hamoitzi. That's what Tosis said, that there's no iser of pas, akum, on cakes and cookies that are baked by non-Jews, because if he would have been kaveh sudan, he would have been amoitzi, so it has the status of haspalter. So if the Entemans is a goyish company, you're not supposed to eat paspalter on Shabbos and Yom Tov, says in Shulchan Aruch, but Entemans is all chametz, can't use it on Pesach, okay. But usually there's an isur pas akum. If my next door neighbor baked bread, so I'm not allowed to eat it because it's going to lead to his scarves. I may marry his daughter. And even if he doesn't have any daughters, and even if his daughter's married, and even if I'm married, and even if he's a galach, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, even though, that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, even though galachim don't have any children, But still, there's an isa. The Chacham made an isa that pasakam is also because of the chashash that it may lead to intermarriage. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that's the same reason why they asked bishalakam. The same reason why they asked stam yenam. You're not allowed to drink wine that was processed by a goy because it may lead to intermarriage. So the Gemara says, though, we are mekel on pas palter. If it's not my next door neighbor who baked the bread, he's the baker for the whole community. He bakes bread for everybody. So why should I fall in love with his daughter, Mistama, one of the goyim who lives in the neighborhood? Everybody buys his bread. So if it's pas palter, so we're mekel that there's no isa. So Tosis writes in Beitz on the second beginning of the second berak, in Beitz there's a little bit about pasakum. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Tosis in Beitz that if it's cake and cookies, since if you would have been kaveh suda, it would have been amoitzi, even if you're not kaveh suda on it, it's considered pas. And the kula, pas balta replies, if the cake and the cookies were baked by the baker, the local baker, he bakes for everybody, and it's not considered like bishalakum, that bishalakum is also even if he's the chef for the whole neighborhood. The kula is only on bread, only on pas palta, so we consider cake and cookies, since if you would have been kaveh suda, would have been amoitz, even though you're not being kaveh suda, it's also considered lechem shemabochem olav amoitz. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. And you can use it for Eruv HaTzeres. We learned the Gemara. The Gemara says, Eruv HaTzeres has to be lechem shemabochem olav amoitz. Bakol Mi'arvin, the name of the third parak in Erev, Bakol Mi'arvin goes on Eruvei Tchumen, and Erev Tavshilin, you can use all kinds of foods. But Eruv HaTzeres, you can't use Bakol Mi'arvin, you can't use any food. You have to use Dafka Lechem Shemavocham Olav HaMoitzi. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, if you have cake or cookies, Omarvim Bo, the Gemara says you can use it for Eruv HaTzeres. Why? Because since if you would have been Kaveh Suda, would have become HaMoitzi, even though you weren't Kaveh Suda, it's considered the Lechem Shemavocham Olav HaMoitzi. There's a Russian in the last Perikim Sochim. The Rush sort of raises in one line, he raises a question and gives you an answer. He raises a question, do you really need a kazayis for morer? By matzah it says, Be'er v'toch l'matzah. So it says, Losh and achila, ein achila p'chusim v'kazayis. The Rush sounds like he's raising a question on the level of the raisa, do you really need a kazayis for morer? So the Rush answers, yes. Because the Nusach HaBrocha that we say is Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvah Yisavet Sivano al achilas mor. So the Shagasari is very upset. What do you mean? It says in the Chumash, you should eat Vachos HaBasa Balai Lazeh U'matzah Samrari Miyochluhu, means they should eat the Korban Pesach together with Matzah Mor. So Yochluhu goes on the Matzah and the Mor in the Korban Pesach. It says everything is achilah. And the Mishnah Daf Lamites says, Mishnah Daf Lamites lists off five different vegetables that are acceptable for morer. Then it says kulam mitzvah from the kazayis. If you have a fifth of a kazayis of one, a fifth of a kazayis of the other, a fifth of a kazayis of the other one, they're all mitzvah from the kazayis. So it's a beferish and mishnah. So what did the Rosh raise a question? It brings a raif on the Nusach HaBrocha. Shagasari asks, the only reason why you need a kazayis is because of the Nusach HaBrocha. So why did the Chachamim compose a brocha al achilas mor? They should have composed the brocha al mitzvahs mor. So you wouldn't need a kazayis. What were the matriachas? If mikra din, you don't need a kazayis because it never says achila by the mor. Only says by ochlas habasa balay lazeh. Only says achila by matzah, and it says achila by korban pesach, and it never really says achila by mor. So you don't need a kazayis. So why did they compose a nusach habracha al achilas? They should have said al mitzvahs mor. So the Shagasari is not happy with that rush. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that some of the gedolim from centuries ago give this pshat also. The Rosh is only suffix was Mora Bizman Hazeh. Mora Bizman HaMikdash, everybody knows. Mora Bizman HaMikdash was their Raisa. Mora Bizman Hazeh is only Midi Rabban. Rav Soloveitchik, every year he would say over, there's a Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, what does that mean? That Mora Bizman Hazeh is the Rabban and Mora Bizman HaMikdash is their Raisa. So the Rambam's opinion is, Rambam writes explicitly in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah, Mora doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. When you eat in Korban Pesach, so that's Hechshere de Pischa. In conjunction with the Korban Pesach, she should eat al matzah samram yochluhu. So he says, matzah exists as an independent mitzvah. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. Whether matzah bizman hazeh is their isa derabban. So we paskin matzah bizman hazeh is their isa. But morah bizman hazeh is derabban, because morah never existed as an independent mitzvah. Morah is only hechsher de pischa. So let's say it's bizman shabbes amigdush hayikayim, and I happen to be tomei or b'derech rechoika, and I can't eat Korban Pesach. So you don't have to bother to eat more, according to the Rambam. At least minatar, you don't have to bother to eat more. You won't accomplish anything. Taisa seems to be fairish. Not seems to. Taisa disagrees with the Rambam. Taisa holds that, no, not true. Mor always existed as an independent mitzvah. But it's only bisman shebeis hamigdash harikayim. Bisman that there's korban pesach. Bisman that there's no korban pesach, then there's no mitzvah mor. But bisman that there is korban pesach, even if you are tomei b'derech rechok and you personally are not fulfilling the mitzvah of korban pesach, you still have a mitzvah of mor. So that's what the rush was mesupik. Why did they introduce mor bisman hazeh? Because of zechel mor, zechel hamigdash. So that's what the rush was mesupik. Zechel hamigdash is the motivation to make a takana. What the takana is, mitzvah's mara, or maybe I should say the mitzvah is zechel hamigdash, because the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to make zechel hamigdash. Gemara quotes a pasuk in Navi, Tzion Darish Ein Lo. The Navi complains about the fact that the Jews don't care about the fact that there's no Beis Hamigdash. No one's thinking about the Beis Hamigdash. So Link say Nishtaf Link Kepeya. No one's thinking at all about the Beis Hamigdash. It's not right. The Gemara says Michlal. The inference of the words of the Navi is the Bayit Risha. We should make a Zechel HaMikdash. So that's the question that the Rosh raised. Mar Bizban HaMikdash was certainly a mitzvah sachila that you needed a kazayas. And that's the Mishnah, the Aflamites, and Psachim that you need a kazayas. The Rosh is Mesupik. What about Mar Bizban HaZeh? Is the whole, not only the motivation for the mitzvah Zechel HaMikdash, but that's the essence of the mitzvah, is just to make a Zechel HaMikdash. And if so, no bracha will be recited at all. You don't, that's a klal the Chokyanker quotes from the Oruch. Whenever you're fulfilling a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash, you're mekayim the mitzvah b'machshava. You do some pe'ula to remind yourself about the way things used to be done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, but the kima mitzvah is in your zikaron, that you're reminding yourself the way things used to be. So whenever there's a mitzvah, there's no maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah is all b'machshava, like the Beis Yosef says. Beis Yosef says, why is it that the Chachamim never introduced the Birchas HaMitzvah on bitul chametz? So he says, because since mevatel b'libo v'dayoy, since he can be mevatel b'machshava, many Rishonim say mevatel b'libo means b'machshava. So any mitzvah that you can fulfill b'machshava, even if you do b'maisa, that's not called a maisa mitzvah. And you don't say a bracha. Let's say a person has avas Hashem, has yiras Hashem. There are some people that have avas Hashem. There are some people that have yirashamayim. So do they say a bracha? They don't say a bracha. Why? There's no ma'isa mitzvah. Avos Hashem is a state of mind. You mekayim the mitzvah b'machshava. So that's the klal of the Beis Yosef. Mevatla b'libah v'day. Whenever you do a mitzvah b'machshava, you don't say a brach. The Chokyanker quotes, the Chokyanker is on the bottom of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch. He's the standard commentary on the bottom of Hilchas Pesach. He quotes from the Orah, from other Rishonim also like that. Whenever a mitzvah is a zechel amigdash, then you don't say a brach. So that's what the Rosh is raising a question. What's the nature of Mor Bizman HaZeh? Mor Bizman HaMikdash is a mitzvah l'achilas mor. You need a kazais. And you say a bracha. What about Mor Bizman HaZeh? Is the nature of the mitzvah zechel HaMikdash? Or is that the motivation to make a takana? But the takana is to have achilas mor. So nafkamin is, do you need a kazais or is it sufficient with a kosher? So the Rosh is pushed at the suffix, not from the nusach ha-bracha, that you say a bracha al achilas mor. From the fact that there is a bracha, even if the bracha would have been al mitzvahs mor, but if the essence of the mitzvah bizman is only zechel hamikdash, no bracha would be recited at all, because that's not called a ma'isa mitzvah. From the fact that there is a bracha, we still continue to recite the bracha. That's our chacha, that the zechel hamikdash is what motivated them to make the takana, but the takana is a mitzvah al achilas mor. So if it's achilas mor, then you need a kazais. The mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah is ma'yedah d'rasechem. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. That's the tama mitzvah, but that's not the essence of the mitzvah. That's another thing. Whenever the Torah says the tama mitzvah next to the mitzvah, so then you say that darshina time in the krah. That the time of the krah is an integral part of the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is yeshiva b'sukkah, we assume. The mitzvah is yeshiva b'sukkah, and it's supposed to accomplish man yeda derasech.
The what?
Oh, lulav, right. Lulav kol shiva zechel hamikdash, And there were opinions in the Gemara at the end of Sukkah that you don't say a bracha on the lulav because it's only Zecher HaMikdash. We do say a bracha. So does that indicate that the Zecher HaMikdash is only what motivated Hacham to make the takana, but the lamaisa of the takana is the tilos lulav? Maybe we say no, that the mitzvah is just to make a Zecher HaMikdash. So that's a discussion. This Vasemis has that discussion on the Gemara in Sukkah. That is a discussion, correct? These are debater that Rav Soloveitchik used to be fond of saying over. Let's see. We usually assume that Hillel made a sandwich. Hillel made a kerch pesach matzah mar ve'echol beyachad. So we usually assume we visualize a sandwich, bread on top, bread on bottom, and the salami in the middle. So we always assume that you have matzah on top, matzah on the bottom, and the korban pesach in the middle, and the mar in the middle. So Rav Soloveitchik said, but it says Hilhoya Koirech. Koirech means he would wrap around. So how can you wrap around the matzah, around the mora? So if you have a Svardusha matzah, you can wrap around. Svardusha matzahs are soft. But so maybe he wrapped around the matzah. Rav Soloveitchik couldn't visualize that, wrapping around the matzah. So he thought that's a raya that Hil used to use ramein lettuce. So he wrapped the ramein lettuce around the matzah. The matzah was in the middle. Koirech, he wrapped around the ramein lettuce around the outside. That's how Rav Soloveitchik taught Poshim Shat in the Brisa. Could be. Probably did. One of the Svarim on Gemara, there was a Talmid Chacham who wrote a Sefer. He learned Bacharus with the Nachlas David. Forgot the name of the Sefer. And he has one Sefer on all of Shas. Little Ha'oris here and there. So he writes that this is the whole source of this idea. He writes, when they told the Vilna Gaon that the Hasidim started a new minhag not to eat kebrachos, because they're afraid that maybe the matzah wasn't fully baked, and if you're going to soak in the water now, it'll be bolei dechimutz now. So the Vilna Gaon wanted to demonstrate that he doesn't go for this chumrah of the Hasidim. He thought that the Hasidim were not right, that they're changing the whole religion. So he said, put a knedla in the window to advertise that we believe in knedla. We hold from gebrachos, and there's no problem eating gebrachos. So the Beis Halevi was in Valozhin. Beis Halevi was Rashi in Valozhin for years. So the Beis Halevi would eat gebrachos, but not on the first 2 days of Pesach. Why? Because the Gemara says, matzah muvashel, we had it in brachos. Matzah muvashel is no good because so there were different interpretations of what that meant. So some of the Balei HaTosfos and Pesachim said Binatam Matzah V'Lecha, Matzah B'Mishela says Matzah Ashira. And then there's a Rambam, and the Gemara says Hisa Sheni Losha B'Yayin Shemen Dvash and Cholov. The Rambam put together all the different Gemaras. So he got these Dalad Mashkim. So one Brisa says it is good on Pesach, and one Brisa says it's no good. So it's a Stira, is it good, no good? The Gemara says Kan Balailo Harishan. So what does it mean b'yom kama? On the first day it's no good, and the rest of the days it is good. So the pashut pshat is the first day is no good for the Seder. Matzah Ashir is no good for the Seder. But if you want to have knedlach by the Seder, what's the problem? You can't say the bracha l'achilas matzah on knedlach because it's Matzah Ashir. But you're permitted to eat Matzah Ashir in the middle of the meal. So the Beis Yosef, of course, there are another two opinions in the Rishonim, which the general practice is we don't hold like that. So some are of the opinion, the whole Seder, you're not allowed to have Matzah Shira, not only for the Kazai's Matzah Shal Mitzvah, not allowed to have Matzah Shira. And the Rambam says the whole first day, in the Yantav Sheni, in Yechutz Lotzi, the first 2 days, you're not allowed to have Matzah Shira, period. So you can eat, according to the Rambam, you can eat Knedlach, all week long, I'll Pesach, but not on the first 2 days. First 2 days, you're not allowed to have Matzah Shira. Zecher la'oni. So that was the minig of the Beis Halevi. That was his practice. He ate knedlach all Pesach long, but not for the first 2 days. He was machmer for the Rambam. Even though that's not the generally accepted opinion. Machmer for Choshish, for the Rambam Shita, that Matzah Shira is a din the whole first day, and you have Yantam Sheni Shel Golias, you have to be machmer for the second day as well. Then there's the Gemara in Psochim and Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara talks about Matzah Shal Maisa Sheni. This is a Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yudit. mainly in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak, a man is Mekadosh and Isha with Maisa Sheni. So do you say Maisa Sheni is Mom and Bailim, and you have the ability to be Mekadosh and Isha with it? You can be Maknet to someone else. So you say, no, it's Mom and Gavoya. You don't have the ability to be Maknet to anybody else. And you can't be Mekadosh and Isha either, because you can't give over ownership to someone else. It's not yours to give over. It's Mom and Gavoya. So the Gemara says that if, what's the din if one baked matzahs using the flour from Maaser Sheni, and he's going to eat the matzahs in Yerushalayim? That's where he's supposed to eat the Maaser Sheni. Can you be yotze matzah, the mitzvah matzah, with matzahs from Maaser Sheni flour? So the Gemara says it depends on the machlokes. And since we paskin like Reb Meir, Maaser Sheni mamu gavaya, so it should come out that it's no good for the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Bishleima, the Gemara says, if you have an esrik shal maaser sheni, it's no good on the first 2 days of Sukkot because you need shalachem. It says, Elokachtam lachem and need shalachem. So if maaser sheni mamu gavoya, so the esrik shal maaser sheni is not called shalachem. So the Gemara says, all right, Sukkot, I understand that you need shalachem. But matzah, where does it say shalachem? Miksiv matzaschem? Does it say that you need shalachem by matzah? The Gemara says, yes, that you learn exereshova. Linking together matzah with challah. They're just like by challah in each shalachem, so to by matzah in each shalachem. So the Rosh understood it literally. The Rosh writes in Psochim that a matzah gzula is no good because it's not shalachem. The Rambam writes matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah bo ba'avera. So what did the Rambam have to come on to mitzvah bo ba'avera for? That's a shaila in the Gemara whether there's such a din. Mitzvah bo ba'avera should have said it's no good because in each shalachem. We paskin ma'aser sheni is no good because it's not shalachem. Mom and gavoya. And a matzah gzula is also not shalachem. It doesn't belong to me. And in Shulchan Aruch there's a whole discussion. The Taz has a whole discussion. If you really need shalachem, so let's say you have guests over eating by you. So you bought matzah, so somebody gave you a gift of matzah, so they belong to you. And then when you have the guests eating by you, so you give them permission to eat the matzahs, but it's not called shalachem, it doesn't belong to the guests. Do you have the right to assume, let's say you serve the guests food on a regular night, not Pesach, all year long. You serve food to the people, so it's self-understood that they have permission to eat the food. But does it mean that I makna the food to the guests, that it belongs to them? So that's a discussion in Ebenezer. I have a single boy and a single girl eating at my table, and the boy takes a piece of chicken and he gives it to the girl. It's not his chicken, it's my chicken. I gave him chicken to eat. And he says, Ariya Mukodesh is me with the chicken. Do you have the right to assume that when I gave him the chicken, I gave him permission to acquire ownership of it? It's shalachem, and therefore he can be mikadosh and isha. No, I gave him permission to eat it. There's no isha lo sigzol, but it still belongs to me. He's eating my chicken, not eating his own chicken. So that's a machlekes in Ebenezer. The Pashto says that you're not giving him ownership. I give him permission to sit on the chair. I'm makhnin the chair to him. I give him permission to sit on the couch. I'm not makhnin the couch to him either. There's no isol or sigzol when he uses my property because I gave him permission. So that's a discussion that Taz raises, and later Poskim talk about that. If you really need shalachem by matzah, so what do you do when you have guests? You have to be makhnin the farish. You have to tell all the guests, please pick up the matzah and have a mind to acquire ownership that there should be shalachem. The Rav Soloveitchik used to say on the Rambam, why did the Rambam say that matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah bo ba'avera? Why didn't he say like the Rosh that it's no good because you need shalachem? He said the Rambam did not understand the Gemara like the Rosh that you need shalachem. Rambam just understood if you hold ma'aser sheni mamu gavoya, then it's called shal hegdish. So matzah shal hegdish is possible, but it's not a din that you really need shalachem. If you need shalachem, ma'aser sheni is shalachem. It really is shalachem. He had a lot of rayas. B'shem Rab Chaim, the Maaser Sheni is, even if you hold Mama Gavoya, it really is shalachem. It's not that it doesn't belong to you. It's a bizoyin akdusha if you makna it to someone else, but it really does belong to you. So he thought that according to the Rambam, there was no problem. According to the Rosh, you have a problem. If you have guests over by Pesach, the Rosh understood kipshuta that you really need shalachem by the matzah, so then you may have to be makna the matzahs to the guests. That's a good issue to raise. Okay, it could be that that's what the whole theme in the Gemara. It could be that that chavilus could be that that's a whole theme in the Gemara. The Gemara says, which mitzvahs can you combine together? Which not? So it could be that that's an issue of chavilas. That could well be. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim used to father the chumrah of the shalo. Shalo had a chumrah. The Behet quotes this, that after he said the bracha al achilas matzah, he wouldn't talk until after he ate the afikomen. Because according to the Taisus, the afikomen is the ikar mitzvah achilas matzah. According to the Taisus Msochim, whoever eats matzah in the beginning of the meal has a mind not to be yotzeh the matzah, really have a mind to be yotzeh with the matzah at the end of the meal. We saw that our Taisus in Brochas does not agree. Our Taisus says, Ataka de Rachmana. Where the Gemara has, Ataka de Reish Galusa Samchinon. And then based on Moral, the Taisus says, Pesach 9, Ataka de Rachmanon Samchinon. So if a person forgot to eat the Afikomen, and then he benched already, so what should he do? So Tais says, nah, he was yotzeh the matzah that he ate in the beginning of the meal. So you see that our Taisus doesn't hold like the Taisus Msochem, that everybody has a mind not to be yotzeh with the matzahs in the beginning, they only have a mind to be yotzeh the matzahs at the end. Because they say beferish that if you're already benched, you don't have to eat another kazais on matzah after benching. You're yotzeh with the matzahs that you had in the beginning. So clearly they think that that you do have kavanah lotzis in the beginning.
Well, he didn't talk to them, he didn't, but they said the Haggadah and
No. After al achilas matzah, then you have al achilas morer, then you have koirach, and then you eat the meal. Then at the end of the meal, you have afikam. So he wouldn't talk from al achilas matzah till the end of the meal, till he had the afikam. After he ate the afikam, you can talk before benching. But he wouldn't talk in between. That's quite a...
It was the whole Haggadah.
No, the Haggadah is before al achilas matzah.
Oh.
Now God is before, yeah. That you can talk all you want. Yeah. But after you watch until the time, say, Hamoitzi, Alachilas Matzah. So the Shalom wouldn't talk. Wow, quite a chumrah. Shalom. I don't know if Rav Soloveitchik had the chumrah. He just said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, had that chumrah. Let's see. Yeah, then these are some of the things that I jotted down. Then Rav Soloveitchik said over from his great-grandfather, Denitziv's granddaughter married Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Denitziv's son-in-law was Rabbi Foil Shapira, Rafael Valoshina, and his daughter married Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So Denitziv has in the introduction to his Haggadah, I think it's called Dimrei Shefer. So he writes the Lashon HaRambam in the beginning of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah is at Leil Tezvav there's a mitzvah to eat matzah Mishochal Kazayis Yotza. So why such a strange way of saying it? The Rambam should have said Leil Tezvav Nissan there's a mitzvah to eat Achilas Kazayis a matzah. He says the mitzvah to eat matzah Mishochal Kazayis Yotza. When you eat a Kazayis, that's good enough. He should have said, the mitzvah tida kazayis matzah. Why write such a strange way? So the Nitziv says, from the Rambam, the way the Rambam words it, it would appear that if you eat more than a kazayis, you don't say that only the first kazayis is the mitzvah. If you keep on eating, it's all considered a hemshech of the mitzvah. Whatever matzah you eat after the first kazayis, you don't say the mitzvah is over already. It's all considered a hemshech. I don't think he means that it enhances the mitzvah. The person gets fatter. The mitzvah doesn't get fatter. Mitzvah is the same mitzvah whether he ate only kazayis or he ate 10 kazayisim. The mitzvah is the same. But you don't say that the mitzvah is over. So the Nitziv has this, but again, he explains a lot of dinim with this. He explains, l'moshel, a person can bring oilas riyah on yontif. Machloik is b'shana b'sil. B'shana hold, you're not allowed to bring an oilah. Is kula korev on the mizbech? Nobody eats anything. So b'silul b'shama, you're of the opinion that it says achashiachal lachol nabishul levadiyos alachem lachem alol agavoya. So b'shama, you're of the opinion you're not allowed to be makar b'olus riyan yontif. You have to bring it on chalamoy, not on yontif. Or on Shavuos there is no chalamoy, so you can bring it the next 6 days. Following Shavuos, you have Tashlamah. You can't bring it on Yontif because Lachem Alo Lagavoy. And we don't pass on like that. We pass on that you may bring the Olas Riyan Yontif. So the Nitziv shows from the Sugya in the first parak in Chagiga not only may you bring one oilus ria, let's say a person is very wealthy, he wants to bring 10 oilus ria. So you can bring 10. If you're very wealthy, so if you have a lot of members in the family, you have a lot of children and grandchildren, so you bring a lot of shalmei chagiga, and all shalmei simcha, and have everybody eat the karbanis, the tahara, the Yerushalayim. If you don't have so many members of the family, but the person is really wealthy, then let him bring a lot of oilos ria. So and it's beferish, you can bring it on the first day. How can you bring it on the first day? It's an isa malocha. It's a special heter that Bisila disagree with Beis Shammai. It's not a violation of Lachem Olol HaGavaya, because it's called the Korban Shezmano Kavua. Even though it doesn't have to be today on Yonder, you can bring it on Chol HaMoed, but still, when you get to this din, it's called the Korban Shezmano Kavua, that is Deicha Yontif. But what's the heter to bring another 9, to bring 10 oilos rias on Yontif? So the answer is, 1 is a minimum. It's not even a minimum of 1. Let's say, I can't afford so much. It costs $1,000 for a big fat behemoth to bring an oilos ria. I only have $1 to spare, so I can become a shutif with another 100 people, and the other people will give a lot of money. I'll give $1 to become a shutif. We'll all bring together one oilos ria. So if you want to be cheap about it, you can be yotze b'shutfus. You can be yotze b'shutfus to oilos ria. So the Gemara says, if you want to bring more than one, ish kimat tasiyadik divirkas Hashem alkech hashenas alnach. If you want to bring 10 oilos ria, you can bring all 10 on the first day Yom Tov. There it does enhance the kimat. It says, if you eat more matzah, I don't think it enhances the mitzvah. Here the Torah says, ish kimat tasiyadik divirkas Hashem alkech hashenas alnach. It does enhance the kimat mitzvah. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. This is often the nitziv. If you eat more matzah, I don't think it enhances the mitzvah, but it's all called the hemshech of the kiyama mitzvah. So the Chacham made a takana. This is not a din there, right? Chacham made a takana. You should have bizman shabes hamikdash ha'yikayim. The last mishnah in the mesich, the next to the last mishnah says, "Ein avtinach ha'pesach ha'bikomen, k'dei sheyishar tam pesach b'fiv." What about bizman? Does it apply bizman shein beis hamikdash kam? You're not eating korban pesach. Do you insist k'dei sheyishar tam matzah b'fiv? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. We paskin, yes, k'dei sheyishar tam matzah b'fiv. Bizman hamikdash, you can't have both. Either you're going to have tam pesach b'fiv, or tam matzah b'fiv, or tam orah b'fiv. It's going to be one or the other. So bizman hamikdash, the most important mitzvah sachila is the korban pesach. So you want k'dei sheyishar tam pesach b'fiv. So the Rambam says he ate one kazayis in the beginning of the meal, another kazayis at the end of the meal, 2 kazayisim of korban pesach. The purpose was k'dei sheyishar tam korban pesach b'fiv. Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, so there is no korban pesach. So we want k'dei sheyishar. So the two mitzvahs that you have, it's a tosa between matzah and moras. So matzah is the rice and moras is only the rabbanu bizman hazeh. So we should, you can't have sheyishar tam both of them b'fiv. So you want to have k'dei sheyishar tam matzah b'fiv. That's the rice and the moras is only the rabbanu. So you ate a little matzah in the beginning of the meal, then you eat another bit of matzah at the end of the meal. But what are you enhancing the mitzvah? K'dei sheyishar out of chaviv is a mitzvah. K'dei sheyishar tam matzah b'fiv. But the matzah you eat at the end, you already ate it because it's in the beginning. The answer is no. As much matzah as you eat, it's all a hemshech of the kima mitzvah. So the k'dei sheyishar tam matzah b'fiv is a matzah shal mitzvah. It wasn't only matzah shal mitzvah, the first kazais that you had right after you said the bichas ha mitzvah. What you eat later is also considered part of the mitzvah, k'dei sheyishar tam matzah b'fiv. What if all he has is mara? Let's say the guy doesn't have any matzah. His banchein beis hamikdash kaim, there's no korban pesach, doesn't have any matzah, all he has is mara. Rav Soloveitchik thought that he should eat mara at the end also, k'dei sheyishar tam mara b'fiv. Others learn differently. Others learn, we said over Rabbi Ruchem Perla, who thought the pshat in the Rambam was, if you're doing 2 mitzvahs, then you should show which one is more important than the other. If you only have mara, then you don't, what's a chashivus to demonstrate k'dei sheyishar tam mara b'fiv? Rabbi Ruchem Perla thought it's similar to the mission of Rosh Hashanah. I think we probably said it over, no? On Rosh Hashanah, deka mitzvah is by shofar. And Taina Siba, deka mitzvah is chatzotzes. But on the base of Mikdash, kamakam sheyesh shofar, yesh chatzotzes, kamakam sheyesh chatzotzes, yesh shofar, because the pasuk says in Tilim, v'chatzotzes v'kol shofar, hariyu lefnei ha-melech Hashem. You do both together. But on Rosh Hashanah, you want to demonstrate that the shofar is the ikar. So first you have, whichever one is the ikar, stands in the middle. We have two chatzaitzes men atzdadim on Rosh Hashanah. And in Tanis Sibur, the one blowing the chatzaitzes stands in the middle. You have two people blowing the shofar on the two sides. Why do you have the one in the middle that's the more important one? So the Ran explains, because the Gemara says, and you might think, Shlosh Hashanim Halchem Baderech, are three people walking on the road. One is the Rebbe and two Talmidim, so the Rebbe should walk in the middle. So the more important mitzvah should be in the middle. So Rosh Hashanah, the more important is the shofar. So the shofar be emptsim v'chatzaitzus men adzdarim. And at times, see, b'dik and mitzvah is chatzaitzus. So the chatzaitzus should be in the middle, like the chochem goes in the middle, and the two shofars are men adzdarim. On a tiny tzibur. So then it says on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar marach v'chatzaitzus mekatzus. They blow simultaneously the shofar with the chatzaitzus, mishnei atzdodim. And then the two people blowing the chatzaitzus stop. And the one blowing the shofar is marach to demonstrate sheik and mitzvah sayayim v'shofar. You do extra, you blow twice as long as you really have to, in order to demonstrate that sheik and mitzvah sayayim is v'shofar. On a tiny tzibur, the reverse. You have the chatzaitzra in the middle, because that's the yikam mitzvah, and the shnei shofars men atzdarim, they blow together simultaneously, and then the shofars stop, and the one blowing the chatzaitzra is marich v'chatzaitzra, to demonstrate that yikam mitzvah sayayim is b'chatzaitzra on a tiny sima. So that's what your Beruchim Perla thought, that that's the pshat in the Rambam here. Kadei sheyishar tam pesach b'fiv, kadei sheyishar tam matzah b'fiv, you want to demonstrate which is the more important. He's doing three different mitzvahs, achilas matzah, achilas mar, and achilas korban pesach. So b'zman ha-migdash, the ikir is achilas korban pesach. You have extra, like shefa marech and Rosh Hashanah, chatzaitzis mariches, and a tiny sibur, so you have extra achilas korban pesach at the end of the meal. B'zman ha-zed, there's no korban pesach. So it's a toss-up between the matzah and the mor. So you want to demonstrate the matzah is the raisa, the mor is only the rabbanah. So you want to have extra matzah at the end. But if all you have is mor, so what do you want to demonstrate? You don't have to demonstrate anything. Rav Soloveitchik thought not so. He thought that according to the Rambam, if all you have is mor, so you should enhance as a hida mitzvah, kadesh yishor tam mor b'fiv, you should have the mor at the end of the meal also, not to eat after the mor. Not only when you have two, you want to show which is more important than which. He commits to Sayyama Shefa, he commits to Sayyama Chatzaitra. Even if you only have one, he thought you should have it at the end. Kadesh Yishor Tamara Vifiv. Okay, so these were some of the things that I didn't talk about across the street.